Why Working-Class Voices Matter for UK Culture and Media. UK journalist Kate Paola says working-class voices are missing in media and culture. Here's why that hurts everyone. Northumberland journalist Kate Paola says UK media and arts miss out when working-class voices get shut out. She's calling for real change, not just words. Kate Paola has spent years watching UK media and art spaces stay close to people from working-class backgrounds. The Northumberland journalist isn't just frustrated, she's pushing for real action. It's not about pity or charity, she says. It's about what we're losing when whole groups get locked out. Pasola's latest piece in the journal makes that clear. Culture suffers when only certain voices get heard. She points to TV shows, newsrooms, and even local theater productions where working-class accents, experiences, and perspectives are rare. That's not just unfair. It's making our stories thinner, our jokes flatter, our news less sharp. It's not that people from working-class backgrounds don't exist. It's that their stories often don't get told, or when they do, they're framed as exceptions, not norms. The numbers don't lie. Paola cites research from Sutton Trust showing that 39% of top UK journalists went to private schools, even though only 7% of the general population does. That gap isn't just a quirk of the system, it shapes what gets covered. Working-class issues like austerity cuts, insecure jobs, or rural poverty often get reduced to stereotypes or ignored entirely. When editors and producers don't reflect the communities they serve, the stories miss the mark. She gives the example of how benefits debates in the media often focus on statistics rather than real people's struggles. We hear about scroungers and skivers, Paola says. But where's the story about the single mom working 2 minimum wage jobs just to keep the lights on? She's not a headline. She's invisible. This audio version was produced automatically by Global BR News.